Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for March 30th, 2020. This is our super quick snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. So to start, we have a ton of OnePlus 8 series information to unpack, as over the weekend we had several big leaks about the upcoming flagship devices. Firstly, we got teasers from the leakers of the new 120Hz display in all its trimmings, improved device haptics and OxygenOS improvements, and of course optimizations. Then we found that the OnePlus 8 Lite now looks as though it will be shipping later in the year as the OnePlus Z or Z, which is a continuation of 2015's OnePlus X series. It will come with more modest specifications, but that same exceptional OnePlus experience, we're sure of it. Then to top that all off, we got a glimpse of the upcoming devices in leaked renders, showcasing the new interstellar glow options, a very dapper onyx black option, and a glacial green, which I think is my favourite. The high quality renders are a great glimpse, but will no doubt look far superior in person. OnePlus also then officially confirmed that the OnePlus 8 series is set to launch in an online live stream on April 14th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Google has released a moving thank you video to global healthcare workers amid the backdrop of the COVID-19 coronavirus spread. The video highlights the efforts of professionals and reiterates that we should all take every necessary precaution to help flatten the curve and spread and ensure that no more pressure is piled upon our already stretched healthcare systems. As someone who lives with a nurse currently treating COVID-19 patients, I definitely suggest you go take some time out to go watch it. To no real surprise, Google Classroom is now the most popular education app on both Android and iOS, as children around the globe have been steadily moving to an at-home learning model. The app has been downloaded 50 million times, which is by far the most of any education-related app from the firm. And finally, staying with the home learning and education theme, to help you learn more about the natural world without leaving the house, you might want to try the Google Search AR or 3D Animals that allow you to bring the zoo inside all using AR Core and the power of Google Search. There are about 25 animals that you can search for and view in high resolution, all right at home. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed discussion and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.